It's official. TSA is unionized. Airbus joins a European biofuels initiative. And an FAA committee needs more time to ponder replacing leaded avgas. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Friday, June 24th, 2011. TSA employees across the country have elected the American Federation of Government Employees as their exclusive union in a very tight vote. That vote was 8,903 to 8,447, or a 51-49 margin over the National Treasury Employees Union. AFGE National President John Gage commented, quote, "We are obviously thrilled with the election results, but more importantly are delighted that the transportation security officers now will have the full union representation they rightly deserve. AFGE thanks the TSOs for their support and faith in our union." AFGE anticipates developing a cooperative and cohesive relationship with TSA as we move to forge a collective bargaining contract that TSOs so desperately need. We will be reaching out to TSOs at airports across the country for their input as to what they would like to see in a contract. We recognize that TSOs in small airports have different concerns from those at large ones. With one nationwide contract, it's essential that we cover all the bases. Unquote. In a week which has brought the announcement of a 30 million barrel release of crude oil from the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve, there's also lots of other fuel-related news. The American Small Business Travelers Alliance is calling for the quick adoption of biofuels by airlines. Chuck Sharp, president of the alliance, says, quote, "Public and private sector experts agree that small business success in creating jobs, despite critical economic challenges, is an essential factor in stabilizing the nation's economy. Skyrocketing costs of air travel are a major hurdle, but, fortunately, there is light at the end of the tunnel." Unquote. The alliance referred to the two-year Yale study funded by Boeing that found that little-known Jatropha, an inedible weed-like plant that grows on otherwise unused land, could be converted to jet fuel and provide major cost savings while eliminating 60% of harmful emissions. The European Commission, Airbus, leading European airlines and European biofuel producers, have launched a new industry-wide initiative to try and speed up the commercialization of sustainable aviation fuels in Europe. It's called Biofuel Flight Path, and is described as a roadmap with clear milestones, which targets an annual production of 2.2 million tons of sustainably produced biofuel for aviation by 2020. The fuel would be produced in Europe from European-sourced feedstock material and has the backing of the European Commissioner, Gunther Oettinger, Airbus CEO Tom Enders, major European airlines, and a number of advanced biofuel producers. The biofuel flight path also targets establishing appropriate financial mechanisms to support the construction of advanced biofuel production plants. In explaining Airbus's support, Enders commented, quote, "Our catalyst role is to bring together stakeholders such as advanced biofuel producers, airlines, and lawmakers in value chains in order to achieve this common goal more quickly. Only by working together can we meet our ambitious target to make air transportation truly sustainable." Unquote. Specific goals of Biofuel Flight Path include facilitating the development of standards for drop-in biofuels and their certification, and publicly promoting the benefits of replacing kerosene with sustainable biofuels. A core group of seven major airlines have signed letters of intent to purchase a future supply of jet fuel derived exclusively from biomass to be produced in Northern California, according to the Air Transportation Association. Solena Fuels' Green Sky California Biomass to Liquids facility in Santa Clara County will turn post-recycled urban and agricultural wastes into 16 million gallons of what's called neat jet fuel and 14 million gallon equivalents of other energy products per year by 2015 to support airline operations at Oakland, San Francisco, and San Jose. The project will divert over a 500,000 metric tons of waste that otherwise would go to a landfill, while producing jet fuel with lower emissions of greenhouse gases and local pollutants than petroleum-based fuels. American Airlines and United Continental led the development of the agreement with Solena and were joined by Alaska Airlines, FedEx, JetBlue, Southwest, and U.S. Airways, and ATA associate member Air Canada in signing letters of intent, as well as Frontier and Lufthansa German Airlines. The FAA has responded to a strong consensus at last month's meeting of its Unleaded Avgas Transition Aviation Rulemaking Committee that its work cannot be completed by the end of the committee's charter July 31st. The FAA has extended the group another 6 months through January 31st, 2012. The group met for the second time on May 17th through the 19th in Washington, D.C. As in the first meeting in March, 20 members of the committee from FAA, the Environmental Protection Agency, equipment manufacturers, fuel producers and distributors, and owner-operators attended. Key stakeholders from the general aviation and avgas community are using this forum to take the initial steps toward finding alternatives to leaded avgas. The committee members built on the results from their first meeting in March and subsequent discussions and focused their time refining the key avgas issues and associated tasks. The key discussion topics include the establishment of project gates or readiness levels that can be used to evaluate and track the developmental progress of candidate unleaded fuels from concept through distribution and use. The committee also discussed potential legal challenges related to leaded aviation fuel, which highlight the urgency of the task. The next meeting is scheduled for mid-July, followed by a public presentation at Oshkosh in late July. The FAA will also periodically report on the progress of the committee. Up next on ANN, LightSquared's solution for GPS interference is criticized. Continental Airlines pilots file two group grievances. And what's next? A separate charge for the ink on your boarding pass? You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Friday, June 24th. I'm Paul Platt. As we reported yesterday, LightSquared, a wireless data company which has proposed establishing a network using frequencies adjacent to the GPS spectrum for a wireless broadband service featuring high-powered ground stations, recently proposed what it called a solution to the problem of severe interference with GPS reception. The fix involved moving the debut of the service 10 megahertz further away from GPS channels, which the company admits will still impair high-precision GPS receivers such as those used in some aircraft. In response, Jim Kirkland, VP and General Counsel of Trimble and a founding member of the Coalition to Save Our GPS, has commented, quote, "The latest gambit by LightSquared borders on the bizarre. Last week, LightSquared unilaterally delayed filing of the study report that culminated months of intensive work to evaluate interference to GPS because they purportedly needed 2 more weeks to analyze the results. Days later, well before the report is scheduled to be filed, LightSquared unilaterally announces that it has found a solution. LightSquared's supposed solution is nothing but a Hail Mary move. Confining its operation to the lower MSS band still interferes with many critical GPS receivers in addition to the precision receivers that even LightSquared concedes will be affected. The government results submitted to date already prove this, and the study group report will also confirm this. It is time for LightSquared to move out of the MSS band." Unquote. This so-called MSS band is a group of frequencies adjacent to the GPS window, which by international agreement were supposed to be kept free of high-power ground transmitters, specifically to avoid interference with very weak GPS signals from satellites. Continental Airlines pilots have filed two group grievances against United Airlines to protest violations of scope provisions in their collective bargaining agreement, while the two airlines try to integrate staffs and fleets following the merger. The first, filed June 2nd, concerns removal of B-767 aircraft sold off from the Continental fleet. During the period of separate operations in a merger, the scope provisions, among other things, prohibit certain types of fleet changes and require that ratios of Continental pilots flying to the merger partners flying equal or exceed those same ratios prior to the merger. The second charge, filed June 16th, is related to a reduction in the ratio of Continental to United flying required with respect to Twin Aisle aircraft, specifically for the third quarter of 2011. The Airline Pilots Association is seeking prompt correction including a stop to any attempts at further sales of 767s, correction to the ratio of flying performed by Continental to United, monetary damages, and all other appropriate relief. ALPA says that in December, an arbitrator ruled in favor of the union and against Continental management in its attempt to circumvent scope provisions related to 70-seat jet flying. The contract scope provisions are intended to protect pilots' job security, both generally and during a transaction such as a merger. Boeing's 2011 pilot and technician outlook was released Wednesday at the Paris Air Show. The document calls on the aviation industry to invest, evolve, and adapt to support the expected exponential growth in demand for qualified personnel. Boeing predicts that by 2030, the industry will need 460,000 new commercial airline pilots, as well as 650,000 new commercial airline maintenance technicians. Sherry Carberry, VP of Boeing Flight Services, observes, quote, "Clearly, the sheer size of this vital pipeline is staggering. To meet the demand for capable, well-trained people, Boeing and the aviation industry need to move with the speed of technology to provide the tools, training, and work environment that tech-savvy pilots and technicians will expect from us," unquote. The largest demand for pilots and techs will be in the Asia-Pacific region. China alone will need 72,700 pilots and 108,300 technicians. Carberry pointed out that meeting the demands of the future also means working with industry to transform the air traffic management system, as well as pioneering digital delivery of essential navigation and in-flight data so that pilots and airlines are connected with real-time information, allowing them to optimize flights and overall operations and maximize the capacity of the global system. And finally today, it's requiring some real creativity to find new opportunities for airline a la carte fees. But Spirit Airlines is proving once again it's up to the challenge. Spirit has introduced a $5 fee when a passenger asks an agent to print a boarding pass. Passengers who check in online and print their own boarding passes will not be charged for the paper. CNN reports that at the moment, there is still no fee for using the self-check-in kiosk at Spirit ticket counters. To be fair, Spirit says it has also reduced nonstop flight fares by $5, making the boarding pass fee a wash for those who choose to print their own boarding pass and save the airline the trouble and expense. Spirit is the first U.S. airline to begin charging for printing boarding passes, following the Irish low-cost carrier Ryanair. See also Race to the Bottom. That's the latest from Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.